went to Himalaya Badrikashram near. There was Maitreya Rishi, very learned, and Krishna Kripa Patra. Krishna told Vidur later on that he used to go to Maitreya, and I told everything to Uddhava or Maitreya. Maitreya will give you all knowledge. So Vidur went there and he asked Maitreya Rishi. It is very wonderful that Jeev is Chetan and always with Krishna, with Brahma, Parabrahma. But how it became that Maya, Jeeva was entangled in Maya? Then Maitreya is answering. I can tell you in brief only one reason. That Krishna power is aghatan ghatan patiyasi shakti. She can do
impossible to possible.
Possible. What is that?
She can make the possible impossible and the impossible possible.
Possible.
What never impossible can make it.
So aghatan ghatan patiyasi, Krishna has shakti. So only this is reason. That he hides the mercy of Krishna, Paramatma, and she takes Jeev in condition. He becomes conditioned. So reason is what? That aghatan pyati shiva. But this is the power of Krishna. She cannot do anything against the desire of Krishna. Then why Krishna doing so? That oh, so many jivas are suffering so much. Why? Tattu lila kaivalyam. Lila kaivalyam. There are so many pastimes of Krishna. Why not should this be?
Srishti lila.
This is Srishti lila. That should mean no lacking. No. And there will be no question why. No. It's quite independent. You cannot ask any question. Why you have done so?
Why not?
Anything there you cannot. Oh, you cannot understand by yukti.
Argument.
Logic. You cannot. Achint bhavishes. Achintya khalu bhava na tans tarkena yojayet. Don't try to understand transcendental thing by your limited
intelligence.
You can. So what Vedas have told, especially what the essence of Vedas like Srimad Bhagavat has told, what our Goswami, essence of Bhagavat, they have told, we should rely on them. Bhagavat Achinta Shakti. By only this, Jeev comes my and mine in this body. And Maya ke prati moh bewildered by Maya. Only this reason. Vastuta.
Practically
or transcendentally, by constitutional form, jivara suddha, because they have come from suddha chit shakti, but minute, but there is nothing Maya in his constitution. We say, that now we are baddha by cross and material body.
Soul body.
Now, jeev, first mahatattva comes, after that ahankar, ahankar then man, buddhi, ahankar, chitta, all, and after that this
cross body
comes. This is bandhan.
Bondage.
But this bandhan is not true. You should not think that this is true. Maitreya Rishi is telling to Vidur. This Swarup Bhram. Swarup Bhram, you know, so many kinds of, but especially Dehatma Buddhi. This Swarup Bhram, if no light, no sun, darkness. What is darkness? Any satta of darkness?
Absence of light.
No
satta. Darkness does not exist.
No existence of darkness. Only where there is not sun, or there is night, there is andhakar. Oh, that is here. No Krishna service, oh Maya Bandhan. Like you are sleeping in the night and you are seeing a dream that my head is cut off. But when you will walk, then what you will see? Nothing. So when you will awoke by the mercy of Guru, you said, oh, what I was seeing a dream like. So don't be nervous, upset in this Maya if suffering coming. See that this is due to sleepness. In this way, giving an example, Chandra is in sky, moon in sky, and there is water. Any pond or anywhere. And Chandra, moon is?
Reflecting.
There is a tree there on the bank of that pond. But when air comes and there is kampan shaking in pond, then it seems that tree is going at this end. Tree is there where it was. Moon is there. Moon is not
trembling.
But it seems. So jeev is serving Krishna. But it seems that we are not serving. We are serving.
How is he serving?
Like you should give a cloth on watch.
Cover the watch.
We are seeing that no movement, nothing, but movement is going on. If you are chit, jiva shakti, you are serving anyhow in this bondage stage also, but you don't realize, you can think.
What service are we doing at the moment? He is doing.
Like, Kans is serving Krishna in direct way. If there was no Kans, no sweet pastimes of Praja. If there was no Raman, no Ram Leela, no pastimes of Ram. You are also serving anyone. Or any condition for, but he has no real needs. But don't think that I am serving. You are in dream, really. Narada is told him, when he took darshan of, a glimpse darshan of Krishna. And at once it went down, went away, disappeared. Then he was weeping so much. Then an aerial sound came. Don't be nervous. Out of mercy, I have given a
Spurti
darshan to increase your
greed.
Now you cannot see me. If any slight, any gandh of, any smell of Maya in your heart, you cannot have my darshan. Now you should what do? Go everywhere. Take this Veena Yantra and speak my pastimes. You should
glorify
me. Nard Muni Bajaya Veena.
Radhika
Ramana Name. Everywhere he is going. So he is telling that, and Krishna told him, Ariel, that you should wait. How many years you will have to be here? And in the end you will have me. So he is telling, Payujyamane Mai Tang Suddhang Bhagavati Tanum Arabdha Karma Nirvano Napatat Pancha Bhautiki. What meaning?
Microphone, please. Pumikana Charanda Sadhana Zakshurunitamdena Tasvai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak briefly upon this verse. Prayujyamane Mai Tang Suddhang Bhagavati Tanum.
I'm finished.
Arabdha Karma Nirvano Napatat Pancha Bhautika. This verse is spoken by Narada Rishi himself. He's explaining his own life experience to Srila Vyasadeva, his disciple. He described how, after having the darshan of his Lord, he spent his life traveling here and there and doing kirtan. And then when the very last moment of his life came, just as lightning and illumination occur at the same time, so similarly, two things had happened at the same time. What? Payujyamane Mahitam Shuddham Bhagavatim Tanum. At once, he attained his transcendental body, which was suitable for rendering service directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, prarabdha karma nirvano, his prarabdha karmas, any influence of maya, was nyapatat pancha bhautika, it was completely removed. So, Srila Vishnu Thakur, in his commentary on this verse, explained, it's just like Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj is leaving this world to go to the Dhruvlok, as he went to step onto the airplane, suddenly he became effulgent. He became effulgent. He did not die, he did not give up his body. But there and then, the influence of Maya went away, and he was situated in spiritual form. So in the same way, Narada Rishi, at that very last moment, just as lightning and illumination occur at the same time, similarly, the Nyapatat Panchabhautika, the influence of the material elements was withdrawn and he was situated in his eternal transcendental siddhadeha. This is a vastu siddhi, his perfection.
Thank you. So we have all a siddhadeha. Siddhadeha, you know, transcendental beautiful form. In our body, all we have. And by that we can serve Krishna. Now it has been covered. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, when time comes, all anarth goes away and we reach up to arati stage. bhav. Then Shuddha Sattva comes. And then you can realize your Siddha Deh. And that is called Swarup Siddhi. But here Narada's Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Siddhi. Not only Swarup Siddhi. He has received, realized Swarup Siddhi before. So we each have a very beautiful, marvelous,
attractive,
a body that is called Shuddha Deh, hidden here, but by the mercy of Krishna. Like Narada, at once this came, and this cross body, and mind, man, buddhi, ahankar, chitta, all
eliminated.
This is general niyam, rule. And what he told about Dhruva? Not on all cases.
Exceptional cases.
But there you must know, anyhow, he has left his that gross body and all. But anyone could not
see.
But regarding Krishna, you should not think like that. A dead body was there. And all the smart brahmanas, this sanskar of that body, willing this is cheating, nothing else. So, you should try to have mercy of Gurudev. And through him, you should try to do bhajan. Especially like Narada. Shunan subhadrani rathangapani janmani karmani chajani loke
gitani namani tadarthakani gayan vilajjet vichari
rathangapani evang vratasva priya namakritya jatanurago jitachitta uchai harsattatho rodati rauti gayat unmadyati nityati lokavai. No shame at all. No shame. Loudly. Whether he is naked or what, not knowing, and always, sometimes laughing. Remembering the pastimes of Krishna. Sometimes weeping. Oh, Krishna, where went?
Sometimes rolling on the ground.
And sometimes rolling on the ground. Sometimes, oh, ho ho. He began to laugh loudly. All will think that he is mad. But not mad. This is the aim and object. You should try also. Always try to engage your mind in Shraman, Kirtan, Smaran, Pad, Sevan, Archan, Bandhan, Dasyam, Sankirtan. Especially, Nam Sankirtan. Always engage. Then Maya cannot attack you. Otherwise, Maya will attract. Gaur, Premanande.
Hare Krishna. Then our priest is prepared for drama.
So, Ma Bhagavan, he does not see Maya. Therefore, he sees all our serving Krishna, not in the child.
Okay. Indirect way. If there was no Kans, no sweet pastimes of Praja. If there was no Raman, no Ram Leela, no pastimes of Ram. You are also serving anyone, or any condition for. But he has no real imagination. But don't think that I am serving. You are in dream, really. Narada is stolen. When he took darshan of, a glimpse darshan of Krishna. And at once it went down, went away,
disappeared.
Then he was weeping so much. Then a aerial sound came. Don't be nervous. Out of mercy, I have given a Sporti darshan.
Momentary vision.
To increase your
greed.
Now you cannot see me. If any slight, any gandh of, any smell of Maya in your heart, you cannot have my darshan. Now you should what do? Go everywhere. Take this Veena Yantra and sweep my past, and you should
glorify
me. Nard Muni Bajaya Veena.
Radhika
Ramana Name. Everywhere he is going. So he is telling that, and Krishna told him, Ariel, that you should wait. How many years you will have to be here? And in the end you will have me. So he is telling, Payujyamane Mai Tang Suddhang Bhagavati Tanun Arabdha Karma Nirvano Napatat Pancha Bhautiki. What meaning?
Microphone, please. Doesn't come here. What is the mic? It's like a man. Purnagana charanda sadhana narasalaka jakshur nulitam dena gurave namah. Srila Gurudev, what do you mean to speak? Briefly, upon this verse. Prayujamane maitam shuddham bhagavati
vitanam. I'm finished.
Arabdha karma nirvano nyapata panca bhautika. This verse is spoken by Narada Rishi himself. He's explaining his own life experience to Srila Vyasadeva, his disciple. He described how, after having the darshan of his Lord, he spent his life traveling here and there and doing kirtan. And then when the very last moment of his life came, just as lightning and illumination occur at the same time, so similarly, two things happened at the same time. What? Payujyamane maitam shuddham bhagavatim tanum. At once, he attained his transcendental body, which was suitable for rendering service directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, prarabdha karma nirvano, his prarabdha karmas, any influence of maya was nyapatat pancha bhautika, it was completely removed. So, Srila Vishnu Thakur, in his commentary on this verse, explained, it's just like Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj was leaving this world to go to the Dhruvlok, as he went to step onto the airplane, suddenly he became effulgent. He became effulgent. He did not die, he did not give up his body. But there and then, the influence of Maya went away, and he was situated in spiritual form. So in the same way, Narada Rishi, at that very last moment, just as lightning and illumination occur at the same time, similarly, the Nyapatat Pancha Bhautika, the influence of the material elements was withdrawn, and he was situated in his eternal transcendental siddhideya. This is a vastu siddhi, his perfection.
Thank you. So we have all a siddhideya. Siddhideya, you know, transcendental beautiful form. In our body, all we have. And by that we can serve Krishna. Now it has been covered. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, when time comes, all anarth goes away and we reach up to arati stage, bhav. Then Shuddha Sattva comes and then you can realize your Siddhade, and that is called Swarup Siddhi. But here Narada's Vastu Siddhi. Not only Swarup Siddhi. He has realized Swarup Siddhi before. So we each have a very beautiful, marvelous
attractive.
A body that is called Shuddhade, hidden here, but by the mercy of Krishna. Like Narad, at once this came and this cross body and mind, man buddhi ahankar chitta, all
eliminated.
This is general niyam rule. And what he told about Dhruva? Not on all cases.
Exceptional case.
But there you must know, anyhow, he has left his that gross body and all. But anyone could not
see.
But regarding Krishna, you should not think like that. A dead body was there. And all the smart brahmanas, this sanskar of that body, willing this is cheating, nothing else.
Like a magic.
So, you should try to have mercy of Gurudev and through him, you should try to do bhajan, especially like Narad. Shonan subhadrani rathangapani janmani karmani chajani loke
gitani namani tadarthakani gayan vilajjet vichari
rathangapani. Tatpare?
Evang
vratasva priya nama kritya jatanu rago jita chitta uchai hasattatho rodati rauti gayat unmadyati nityati lokavai. No shame at all. No shame. Loudly. Whether he is naked or what, not knowing, and always, sometimes laughing. Remembering the pastimes of Krishna. Sometimes weeping. Oh, Krishna, where went?
Sometimes rolling on the ground.
And sometimes rolling on the ground. Sometimes, oh, ho ho. He began to laugh loudly. All will think that he is mad. But not mad. This is the aim and object. You should try also. Always try to engage your mind in Shraman, Kirtan, Smaran, Pad, Sevan, Archan, Bandhan, Dasyam, Sat. Especially, Nam Sankirtan. Always engage. Then Maya cannot attack you. Otherwise, Maya will attack. Go. Premanande.
Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Please be prepared for drama.
Maharaj, my name is
Saturday. Ma Bhagavan, he does not see Maya. Therefore he sees all our serving Krishna, not into Pujar.
Okay.